What is mercy? Mercy is a covenant action. It's a covenant. Then this action is rooted in God's compassion. It now gives you an advantage regardless of your limitation. Where disgrace meets grace, that is what mercy is.
We may not see the future, but we have a God that holds the future. I don't know what you may be passing through. If God has spoken about you, it will surely come to pass. The guy was telling me that this God you are seeing will be so rich. And in fact, he will be traveling outside the country by scholarship. Why are you telling a CCA boy? See, just he was just his that he will travel outside the country and on scholarship. Praise the Lord. The enemy saw the future of that boy and began with his numerous baggages. If only the devil knew, he wouldn't have allowed Jesus Christ to be crucified. But he never knew. He can't see your future. The gara-gara he's doing is because of your greatness. And in his very before, you will become what God has destined you to be. I pray that this testimony will be duplicated in your own life.
Almost with distinction.
When I started
marrying my husband. Our anniversary month is this month. Praise the Lord. When I started pondering and thinking about marrying him, because a pastor from Assemblies of God, a reverend, came to the school where I was and pointed at me and said, "Come marry that man." So I started pondering and thinking, I have so many reasons why I should not marry him. It's not character-wise. Number one, the location. Number two, it doesn't attend scripture enough. Number three, I want to marry a pastor. So I came back and one of the day my husband and I came. And they asked me, "What is your problem? Why is it that you don't want to marry me?" I said, "I want to marry a pastor so that I can live in the church. You know, now I'm pastor age. And nobody will disturb me if I go to church to pray, if we have fellowship. Because my mother used to beat her out of me if I go to fellowship and come back. So when I marry a pastor, I won't be receiving the beating and all that thing." So he man laughed. And the man asked me, "Is that your problem?" I said, "Yes, so that is a major problem to me," he said. The man asked me, "What if I build a church for you?" Praise the Lord. I said, "Build the church." I'm talking about even marrying a pastor. He said, "I mean it. What if I marry you and I build a church so that you might live in the church?" I said, "It's good." And I said, "Then that can never be a problem. Just allow me into your life. You won't regret anything. Praise the Lord." I want to tell you today that I'm not regretting it. Praise the Lord. We may have our individual differences. We will quarrel and make up. But one thing I've never ever pondered about is, this man's love, is it genuine or not? That first love is something. I was 16 when he left Nigeria. I will marry you. I ran. That love that he had like 36 years ago, that love is still very, very intact. Praise the Lord. And we married, even before wedding, I've already started ministry. And we go to the church and stay there till night. I didn't know what is honeymoon because I was serving God. I finished wedding by Saturday, by Monday, I'm already in the church. Then when are you coming back? I will cook and wait for you. He cooked and waited till 8 p.m. OML wedding. And so on, praise the Lord, until God called us into ministry. And he became a being. And we say, this is what God is telling me. Before I finish talking about it, he will jump into it. Supporting me all the way. I want to appreciate God that last month, while I was praying, God told me, "Second Thursday in July, your husband will preach." Sometimes I don't even know how to bring coke when you come to my house. your problem outside the area. We will run around to bring good. Am I saying it?
Yeah.
He's the one that will make sure that you are giving good. You will come, you will say, is she aware that you are coming? Say, wait, let me can come. At times, we even break protocol. If I'm praying, you will not find a way to tell me that somebody is around. And they just please God for him to minister to us. Praise God. Praise the Lord. And I want to say that he has never one day desired, is it this woman alone? Is it the only one that knows how to preach? Let me even come back. I was the one that said, look at what God says. Say, is that what God says? It's okay. And even when I would say, I'm so grateful that this evening you will be blessing us.
Blue tongue
Remember Adam and Eve? Huh? Yes. It was the truth that the Eve saw that attracted her. She saw that the truth was appealing to the eye. So she went ahead and came to Adam. So the first problem was too much love for food. Brutal. So you see why the definition is saying is telling you that there is need for affection of food. Then the definition is talking about distraction. Distraction. You know what that is, because I'm going to explain it now. If you are passing, you have to stay focused. It's not you are passing for something. It's not if you are passing, you will call this person, chat with this person, and you will be thinking. That is distraction. So you have to be focused on the passing and the gift. If it is one day, if possible, off your goal, keep everything aside. If it is 1 hour, 2 hours, or 6 hours that you are fasting, keep that aside. And then, be focused. And another definition says, a physical act of humility, designed to do something to the flesh, subdue the flesh, heighten spiritual awareness, and intensify devotion to God. I don't know. This one is self-explanatory. If you are fasting, you want to be closer to God. You want to be closer to God. Now you are showing your humility. God, you are the Alpha and Omega. With this and that, and I'm focusing on you. You are not passing for us, but you are passing for something. So you show that you will eat. Mandarin is not only Christians that fast, even Muslims, Hindus, so and so, they fast. So if you are passing and you are getting distraction, or you are distracting yourself, or you are not showing you will eat, you are giving your shoulder like this. You are passing like this. Because if other religions, if they are passing and they are giving reference to God, then you can go that your own does not reach your mind. Because it's only one God that you are praying to. The only thing is that the other people are praying their own. Even whatever means that they want. Even though they are calling God, it will be never that they are calling. Another thing that is very important in fasting is that there is food abstinence and distraction. You don't need much food, you don't need the distraction. I told you that the person on the farm is directly connected to food. That's gluten, don't care. Then fasting has types. There are three types of fasting. The first one is absolute fasting. And I think the only verses that have done that 40 days and 40 nights without food and water. Don't cry it too, because even Jesus Christ did not do that one. I will tell you the one that Jesus did. And I will tell you why. This one, there are no food, there is no water. Only no Moses has done it. Then complete fast. Or complete fast. No food and no fluid except water. No fluid is something like juice. Whatever, drink. That is wine or something like that. You don't take that one. It is. It is not asset that you are giving. You are eating those ones. No food. You can only drink water. This is the one that Jesus gives. 40 days. Now you will ask me, how do I know? If you read your Bible, you will find it. When the devil came to test him, before he got tested, they said he came out of the prayer and was hungry. The Bible did not say that he was thirsty. If he was thirsty, they would have written that. And the devil could have given him water. So it's only this complete task that he did for 40 days. It is not easy. There is some biological and medical reasons why you cannot do up to 40 days without fasting and without food and water. Then there is the partial fasting. That's the one that all of us are doing. All of us are doing that. Somebody is smiling at me. You do 40 days without food and water, you will die. See the man that tried it. I put a lot to the man that tried it. They will try it around me to activate today. He was pissing blood. He was urinating blood. He had to ask God to be his, but you know he was sick. Okay? That is partial fasting. Partial fasting may not take too long, maybe 2 weeks without you can eat once a day. You eat once a day and drink your water, depending on how many days you want to eat. You can do 6 to 6, that is 1 day fast. 6 to 6, and when it is 6 o'clock, you do what? You eat, you break the fast. No. Praise God. Alright. Let us see how, when are we to fast? When do we fast? Here, there is an injunction that says that we should fast and pray. So you can do fasting anytime. You can fast at any time. That is the normal fasting and prayer. You can use it at any time. That's all we have here. When you fast, Jesus and so. It's like we are going to read that one. Matthew 16, 6 to 8. Okay, go ahead. Verse 6. Then Jesus said to them, take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Go ahead. And the reason among themselves say, it is because we have taken no bread. Go ahead. But Jesus, being aware of it, said to them, who do you protect? Why do you reason among yourselves? Because you have brought no bread. Go ahead. Go on, let's see. Do you not yet understand or remember the 5 minutes of bread? That is not the place. Sorry, for the new song. There is a place that he told us. I'm coming, just a minute. Matthew 5, verse 6. When you hunger for God, no, not that. Okay. Matthew 6, 6 16 to 18. 16 to 18. Moreover, when you fast, do not be like the hypocrites with a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that then they appear to men to be fasting. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that you do not appear to men to be fasting, but to your Father who is in secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. You don't have to show people that you are fasting. Carry on, put it on your head, and then make a real catastrophe of family. And you're going as if you want to die. If they ask you, you say, don't you know that I'm fasting? Well, you have got nothing that I know for it. God wants us to wash ourselves, anoint yourself with oil, and then go about. Don't tell anybody that you're fasting. Why? Because He is the God that sees the secret. He will see your intention and bless you. If you want people to praise you because you are fasting, you have got to your praise already. I don't know. This one is not, this is different from what is called corporate prayer. That is whereby you defend the congregation. Let us fast. That one is different. It's your people that you are telling, and you are carrying it, you are telling it. If they tell you and you go about broadcasting it, you are on your own. It's not part of what you are saying. So maintain moral appearance and careful the demon. When you are fasting, don't tell people. Then the disease says, when you fast, what are you going to do? You hunger for God. When you are fasting, you want God to do something. Either to do something for you or to make you close to God. That is when you fast. Another one is when you meet a breakthrough. God, you fast. You fast. Remember, I said you don't take too much fast that you will enjoy yourself. Then take it bit by bit. Another time you can fast, or you will fast, is when you sense God is preparing for you. Or make sure that God will know something. Then you fast. Remember, if you are fasting, you focus on that thing that you are asking God. Don't bring the whole 5 pages of the request for God to answer. Make it as soon as possible. Because you are concentrating on those things. And God will look at those things to see if He will bless you. That is, there's one introduction about prayer, about fasting. We are going to go into our first prayer now. What is prayer? Well, if you are praying, you are communing with God. You show your reverence to God. It makes you feel, it gives self-glory. Self-glory. If you are praying, you are making yourself very small. You are making yourself very, very, how do I put it? You are telling God that you will be perfect in your presence and in your silence. That you are small. You are small. And that you are spiritually poor. Each of our more and mighty. Like some people I will call now, but I won't call them. Everybody wants a mighty. If you pray this, then you get a lesser reaction, a lesser patronage from God. One thing I want to tell you is that prayer is the bedrock of Christianity. Without prayer, your Christianity is rubbish. Without prayer, you have to. Why did I say this? Jesus himself, who is the third person in the world, Jesus started with prayer and ended with prayer. So everybody needs to pray. You need to pray because the journey is far. The journey is far and the road is rough. You are going to be meeting a lot of obstacles. And those obstacles need prayers. It's a convention. Because it's when you are praying about something that God will maybe send angels to your rescue. Fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. Fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. Then, I want to talk on this righteousness. You cannot be praying to God and you are not righteous, and you are praying amiss. Because they said, who is going to equity, to go with clean hands. It's not when you are praying. You are calling a family that is outside. So, more than 20 people have had that they are praying. Whoever that knows what prayer is, You have to back it up with prayer.
and fasting. Up to back it up in prayer and fasting. And it's not only prayer and fasting, that is what we call the tripod of Christian faith. I will talk about it. Because in that Matthew something, there was the place he said, when you fast, when you pray, when you give alms or something like that, these are the three tenets of Christianity. And another thing that will substantiate it is what is written in Isaiah 58. I think verse 6 or 8. Media. Isaiah 58. 6 or 8. So, let us read. Is this not the fast that I have chosen? To lose the bond of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke. Is it not to share your bread with the hungry, and that you bring to your house the poor who are cast out? When you see the naked, that you cover him, and not hide yourself from your own flesh. Amen. Then your light shall break forth like the morning. Your healing shall spring forth speedily. And your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Therefore, this one is the summary of the whole thing about fasting. It is not only going hungry and being abusive. You have to do these things as you said. If you see somebody that is in dire need of something, you help the person. Just like you have said. You bring the homeless in your house, the poor, and give them food. Go down the seats. To lose the bond of wickedness. Maybe somebody is throwing you 10,000. All I borrowing this my money this week, or money I won't go to the trouser. In a fast about in a prayer, in a machine of performance. I walk or I call. Because then I need to put something. On the way you were charging at me. Because now I don't have to do it. We can say, you put up to the chair. Now, my class, and you tell me that your class, we are not passing anything. To let the oppressed go free. Somebody oppressed. Oppression that take different form. When you go to So that you pass in this way. So that when God sees it, he will try to take care of your own problem. Okay? Power of fasting. All the great men in the Bible, the great men and evil women in the Bible, accomplished their mission, accomplished their mission assignment in prayer and fasting. Now, whatever you problem that you have or something that you want to accomplish, and you are not adding prayer and fasting to it, it may not work out for you. It may not work out for you. Because I can imagine it before we meet now. Esther was able to avoid the devices of Haman and save the annihilation of the Israelites because of the prayer and the fasting. Esther's own was unique. He said, I'm going to pass with me. I'm going to meet the king. If I perish, I perish. And what did God do? God softened the heart of the king. And when she came, showed her center, and she came. And the man said, plan was perfect. In Daniel, I think 1 verse 9, God granted Daniel favor and compassion in the sight of the commander of the officers. When Daniel told the commander, please don't give us the delicacies from the king's table. Give us what? Vegetables. That man can refuse. Yeah? But it was God that let him to relent. Then you may think, no matter what you said about fasting, that is an aspect of fasting. That means you see that thing. You are fasting also because it's being food fasting. And that helped him on whatever he wants. When you pray, your spirituality is enhanced. Your spirituality is enhanced. Pastor Mrs. Ikechiku, I pray always. I can't say I'm going to have it. Then, With fasting and prayer, you get a spiritual blessing and release of power from God. I don't know why God does not want to give me power. And Antipova asked him, if God gives you power, what will you do? As I will use it to teach you a lesson. To make them mad. And the children and judgment. Yeah, it's not that type of power that you are talking about. He was very small at that time, so they were saying power. So he was thinking he said, we want to blow somebody. So if you are praying and fasting, there is a possibility that you will have sensitivity to timing and the voice of God. Sensitivity to timing and the voice of God. You get these things under prayer. Like I told you that prayer is not to make noise.
God was talking. Is this not the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bounds of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke. This summarizes the purpose of fasting. It summarizes the purpose of fasting. Then, is it not to share your bread with the hungry? Praise the Lord. The other one is what we are doing for ourselves. We are oppressed. We want to get freedom. We are sick. We want to get healed. But this one is application. What you have to do to see all those things manifest. Is it not to share your bread with the hunger? Praise the Lord. Amazingly, there was somebody outside the country, not here. So one of the days, he just called me and said, "Mommy, there's something that is in my mind I want to do." I said, "What is it?" He said, "I want to give the widow something. I don't like when you want to help somebody, you just make it widows or widow. I don't like it. So that those that their husband are alive and are believing God for breakthrough will not start praying that they should die. Yes, so that they will become widows. So I don't like it." I say, "Please, I told you immediately, I say, there are widows, but I want you to caption it less privileged. Because we even have executive widows." Is it not true? Praise the Lord. So I told him, yes, that is possible, but let's target the less privileged, those that needed help. He said, "Okay, Mom, you know how to do it." She just gave me, he said, "How many are there?" I wrote names. Say, "Mom, let us start with just few people. Then I can now be doing it as God gives me grace every month." Praise the Lord. He did this thing on a Thursday. He sent the money Thursday morning. I paid for the people the first batch and he gave him the transaction receipt to brethren. The selling card. The card, he said the card has been paid for 3 months. On Friday, he sold one. On Saturday, he sold another one. On Monday, he sold another one. He couldn't keep it to himself. He started calling me. Please, that's breakthrough in his business. Was it a coincidence? This is it. If I don't tell you what I'm doing that is working for me, I don't love you. And if you see it and shy away, you will have 2-7 days dry and be crying unto God. When extending that hand of fellowship to someone, I won't tell you how much he made. He said, "Mom, look at what I used to buy those cars. Look at my cross. I was screaming." On the day we had workers' meeting, that was all. Look for somebody to paper the life. One day when we are praying, the prayers for God said we should do fasting. And it's dry fasting. The dry fasting for 7 days. We reached the third day my God said, "So you just want to continue the fast?" I said, "What am I supposed to say?" Go and sow a particular seed. I knew, but I thought it's when we finish. He didn't even allow me to finish the fast. This thing I'm telling you is secret. It's a yourself. You are fasting so that you position yourself
from God.
The major reason why you are abstaining from your phone, from food, from all that thing, to hear God, because you want to concentrate. Father, concerning this case, I want you to handle it. As much as you can. Since that wasn't him, the child, the one, in fact, the doctor was fair. It's his job or her job. This boy will be taking this drug for the rest of his life. And she came. And I told her, raise her mother. Did you hear her testimony? The reason why we share testimony is not to edify you. It's so that you will learn what somebody did. Because starting is a key.
Forever, you won't see it. Why? You have demarcated that person from that moment.
This thing I'm teaching you, this one is called spiritual intelligence. You buy your operator. Don't you buy your operator. You buy your operator from the market. What do? You prove it. So don't tell me they will use your clothes and this. You want it. You will burn it. It's bad. It's evil. You don't want to buy a new one. Then the one you want. Please release it. It's part of it. Close those that don't have. Find the way of blessing people in this fasting season. Find the way of praying for people. Don't fill your list to be 20. I remember I was telling this our sister that gave birth. It's my sister that told me. The day she finished giving testimony. And the girl rushed to her. Or the lady. Please. So, I want to please. Include me in your prayer list. Please be praying for me. You say it will be no problem. She went home and included her. And today, she is celebrating. Find something. Don't just say it's only you. God should look at you alone. No, it's not how the Bible put it. No, it's not. Father, what do I give you in this my fasting season? You can ask God. I'm doing my own. I'm telling you how it will bear fruit. Because even when I was sitting down, when Sabella told me was ministering, I saw that God is removing clothes from people and giving them a new one. Change your garments. That's what I saw. It's not what I saw the angel. There are many. Removing old clothes and giving you new ones. Do you know what it means? Change of season. Change of season. When Jehovah Himself changes your garment, do you know what it means? Garment is a mystery in the realm of the spirit. So this season, look at that your wardrobe. For me, there are some clothes I will buy with my money and his ability. Plan the way, the day I will wait. God, you say it's not your own. I'm doing it like I can be comfortable. This thing I know, that somebody can be one of it. And to me, it's a sacrifice. Or somebody puts a cloth for me, and I've ironed it, finished ironing it. And God, you say it's not your own. It's not your own. Look at the person that I'm it. You can give it to. You will cry and clean your eyes as you are giving it to the person that I have not loved me. What is it? It will not go on alone. But that is it. When God sees your hands, it's sacrifice. The Bible says that as they go about sowing in tears, what will happen? you are not praying well. What is prayer about? You separated yourself from distraction to concentrate on. Is it not communion? Is it possible that you are talking to God, God cannot talk to you? You are telling God, oh God, it has been long. Like last week, I didn't ask God in meeting. I was just worshiping. He said, yesterday, I wanted to pray and he gave me a song, this song. I want to search for it. I sang it all through. I sang it today all through. I couldn't pray because this is what he wants. He wanted me to sing the song that he gave to me, not the one I want. That is true worship. That is what worship is all about. It's a human life. Did you enjoy the song? Worship, absolute surrender. Lord, I'm in your presence. It's not how I want it. It's how you want it. Saul and Jesus, what do you want me to do? I'm surrendered. Fasting is when you come in worship and surrender to God. You know, in every week I fast 3 times. You know how I read my Bible. You know this, you know that. If God knows all this, why are you disobeying? No, that's how you do. This is 21 days. And today is number what? 9. We almost here. Are you doing it as a ritual? My whole life is changing, and I'm telling you the truth. My life, both physically and spiritually, is changing. Because I'm doing whatever he asked me to do. He will go somewhere and shake people. The person you don't know can call you. The person you don't know can give you money. The person you don't know can favor you. When God is involved, you can't limit him. But what he's saying is that we should not do it as usual. We should do it in the way that will bring glory to him. And whenever you make God happy, you know, when Abraham made him happy, hey, God said, Abraham, you did this. Don't touch the poor. I am providing a lamb that you use for sacrifice.
It ain't there.
He started releasing blessing in Genesis 22. Take in blessing and blessing.
You may not know what blessing means until you hear when Abraham was about to die, what he told Isaac. And the children of other women. The Bible said he gave them gifts, which means blessing is not just gifts. Is it true? He gave them gifts, but I see he gave the blessing. So what is that blessing? He said,
brethren, nothing happens for nothing. Nothing happens for nothing. Even if they have paid for the food and everything, will they be the one to put it in your mouth? You still stretch your hand and get a spoon and start eating, putting it in your mouth. Will they be the one to chew the food for you? There is always something you must do. And this season, in solemn assembly, ask God for the word to you. I've come to my wit's end. You know, there are some things God will tell you. It will look like a lie. It will look like a lie. I'm telling you the truth. tell you, when you don't have 1 naira in your pocket, and the man says, can ask our account officer, how you can open an account that you take 3 million naira? You will just open your eyes and look at yourself well. That's how God speaks. He can't look at your purse to talk to you. If he looks at your purse to talk, then it's not God. He talks according to his ability. And he has integrity. God doesn't scam. You'll be shocked the way he will do it. That is the season we have. He said, don't ask me just for hard things. If it's hard, you can stretch yourself to do that hard thing. But if it's impossible, you will leave it only for him. Ask him for the impossible things. What are the impossible things in your life? Light it down. What are the mountains that is facing you? Write it down. Is it in area of health? Thank you, media. He said, blessing I will bless you, and multiplying I will multiply your descendants as the star of heaven, and as the sand which is on the seashore, and your descendants shall possess the gate of their enemies. There's what is called generational blessing. There are some things you will do to God, he will swear to you by his name. That was how we obtained the covenant of mercy. Don't you know? I think 2 Kings 7:15. It was stated that God said, me, I have covenanted with you to always show you mercy. The same offense that David committed was the same that Saul committed. Saul was betrothed, but David, they had mercy on him. What was Saul's offense? He sacrificed. He refused to kill Saul. And he didn't wait for Samuel to come. God said, I have rejected you. Saul begged. Even Samuel was afraid. In 1 Samuel 16, God now went to Samuel. How long will you want Saul? Don't you know that I have rejected you? I'm choosing a man after my own heart. He rejected Saul. But when David said, Nathan came and used an adage again, and David said, whosoever did it should be killed. Tell me the person. Let me kill, let me do. Nathan said, you are the one. He started rolling on the floor. And the one forgive you. What is it in the life of David? A covenant. Do you know that God can enter a covenant with you? Covenant of mercy. Covenant of preservation. Covenant of provision. Covenant of life. That even if everybody will die, nothing will have happened to you. That's how we enter into that realm. The day they met me, and I won't tell you how many days life has said I was doing. Why would he come? And why would he come in a different way that I've never met him before? It's a kairos moment. What are the things that you give up? Because you want a definite encounter. I want my story to change. I am fasting. What do I give up? Is there a character that hinders you? this is my, you know, when the devil sees that this is your season, you will not project all those things that you left before and you like. When you fast, you are sensitive, highly sensitive. When you fast, all those weakness will be enlightened. It's during fast that you will stand your ground and rebuke it. And whenever they leave you forever. One day somebody told me I cannot fast because I was having ulcer. I said, I don't know. God said it's 3 days dry that we have these things. Say, what will I do? Your ulcer. My ulcer. I said, that ulcer is not yours. Stand this fasting. Let me see if this ulcer will continue the fasting with you. She started the fasting by 3 days. Don't you know that some diseases are spirits? The spirit left. How big this one does not go out except by prayer. I think Matthew 17 to 21. Except by prayer and fasting. Then you will not be papering the altar. You want to, say God that makes you not to fast, he doesn't want you to remain a Christian. Not even 6 to 12. That is you continue with 6 to 12. But you are permanently in mood of prayers. You will still achieve your aim. Sacrifice the breakfast and the two beneath. This season, whatever that you are programmed for me, I want this. Who should be your prayer? If you are programmed my blessing for this season, I want this. If you are programmed my breakthrough for this season, I want this. Are you ready to pray? I want you to pray like the wood deadline. It's maybe you know what God reveals on. It's like when you are praying and see God sharing fruit, it's everybody. If you just connect, I mean connecting with your heart, it's not when you are here, your heart is at home, your heart is somewhere else. No, when you are connecting well, you will get what belongs to you. We are going to pray. We'll say God that will hinder me this season. It's me and you. My blessing is me and you. This season is my season. You can't miss it this season. We're already in July, second half of the year. What are the in your prayer point? For me, I'm already taking good on the prayer points I entered this year. So many of them. God has answered so many of them. I'm not exaggerating. I'm telling you. Oh God. My blessing will not be broken. Change my comments. Isaiah 61. Or is it 62? Help Ziba. Isaiah 60. Is it 62? We are in 58. I think 62. Isaiah 62. 3 and 14. Isaiah 62. You shall also a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord and the royal burden they have formed. You shall no longer be found forsaken, nor shall your land anymore be found desolate, but you shall be called Hephzibah. Do you know the meaning of Hephzibah? The delight of the Lord. Yeah, what do you mean today? Shall be married. Do you know what it means? If God will call you Hephzibah, which means there was another name that they named you. What have they been calling you? For when we not here, God is giving you another name. Have they mocked you? God wants to give you evidence. He wants verses, be the light of the Lord. That everything about you pleases me. The God that changes me. If he can change your garment, he can change your name. And they call you barren. Barren in the fruit of your body. Barren in the fruit of your hands. You open shop. Before you know it, it will dry up. You are barren. When you cannot produce, God says he is changing it. You shall no longer be bound for failure. Marakata. Is it the time that say for your shame? Eh? Or is it verse 2? Or is it the same verse 4? We are going to pray. Father, I am your delight. What is all this mockery doing in my life? I am your delight. What is delay and stagnation doing?
Thank you.
Thank God. Well, who said that it is? God is telling touching that person. Because that person has been a concern for you. He said he's releasing that person from assignment. In the mighty name of Jesus. From now henceforth, experience speed. Your body under this atmosphere, your healing is complete. Yeah. Anything that has to do with reproductive organ, God is touching it. God is touching it. Reproductive organ, God is touching it. Whatever name is named, the name of Jesus is higher, is stronger than every other name. And at that name, every other name bow to the name of Jesus. Arthritis is destroyed. Morokoshima Katara Bakaya. Makusa da 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 da. Who is here that your bone, Manaka Geta, your bones, bone, joints, even in your hand. Here, wrist, your wrist. That's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing the fire of God is going through that place. It's going through your waist. It's going through your leg. Because I saw that it's bone. It's inside your bone. You are feeling pain all over you. So stand up is a very big problem. Who am I talking to? This is what God is showing me in my vision. So even stand up is a problem. But you are receiving your healing now. 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 You know what I heard? White blood cell. I'm not a doctor. I'm just hearing it. God say he is boosting your white blood cell. He is boosting your white blood cell. Yeah. Receive your healing in the mighty name of Jesus. Yeah. They led you off from where you are walking. It also concern. I don't know. It also concern. But God say that I will give you double for your trouble. Yeah. You will receive double for your trouble. Father, we thank you. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you in this fasting season. We thank you for the strength. We thank you for the grace for supplication. We thank you for your help. Father, we are grateful. In this season, you perfect all that concern us to the glory of your name. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Please, if you are coming for the first time, can you come to this my left hand side? Let us welcome you in a special way. Then, if you have not been doing follow-up is 3 p.m. every Thursday. We have teachers, our qualified teachers, is always on the ground. It's good you pass through follow-up so that you stand firm in the Lord. Praise the Lord. Go in peace. You will continue to enjoy the goodness of the Lord. This week, no running helter-skelter for you. Before you knock at any door, it is wide open. I decree and declare, your prophetic helpers, they will lose their sleep, peace and rest until they release what belongs to you. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will go and come back on Thursday with your mouth filled with testimony. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. God bless.
blessing.